Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Perry Fine Arts Chairperson, Kathy Clark. And Kathy, as always, thank you so much for taking the time to join me.
Well, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity for coming and sharing our program for this month.
Yeah, no, absolutely. As I know, the 2025-2026 concert series has been going on, and now you have a group that's no stranger to Perry returning, the Weary Ramblers. They'll be performing later this month, so talk about when that's happening, and you can remind our audience a little bit about the duo.
Okay, the Weary Ramblers will be here on November the 23rd. It's a Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. at the Perry Performing Arts Center at the high school. They were here last year. They had a fantastic concert. We had a fantastic turnout. I'm hoping that we'll have greater turnout this time as we had last time. They are so very, very good. The folk duo has been together since 2022. They write their own music. They have a fantastic blend. They have great instrumental talents. The duo consists of Catherine Serving Fox and Chad Elliott, and they have unique strengths and have recorded an album together. Chad is living in Jefferson, so he's an Iowa native. He's lived in Texas, and he's lived in California, and they've traveled all over the Midwest and have received lots and lots of great awards. Chad is also an artist, but he's a singer and a playwright, playing the acoustic guitar in the folk, Americana, and blues music scene. He's performed, like I said, all over the Midwest. And during the pandemic, he recorded live streaming painting put to music. Catherine plays the viola and then the violin, and she's a Downbeat winner, which is a prestigious jazz education award. She's also a Harry Mancini Institute fellow and has played with the Celtic, Jamgrass, and other bands, and pursued many solo endeavors through her career. She teaches lessons. She's a piano player, and she also tunes pianos, so she has lots of talents. Chad plays acoustic guitar and the harmonica, and Catherine plays a fiddle, a violin, a viola, and a mandolin, and has just a friend from Nashville built her an electric instrument, which is a combination of a violin and a viola, and they call it a violet, but it's also known as Lucy. I have a quote from the Fairfield Muse. "The Weary Ramblers will break your heart and change your life with original songs that cut to the marrow. It doesn't get more heartwarming down home than this recently united duo featuring Chad Elliott on the guitar and vocals and Catherine Serving Fox on vocals, guitar, violin, viola, mandolin, and piano. Both bring a disarming intimacy to their writing, singing, and playing that will leave you glowing with reasons to be alive. Chad is a veteran of the Paradiso stage and has left us in a puddle. The addition of Catherine increases the melt factor exponentially." I've heard them play several times. Chad has a studio in Jefferson. Catherine is a teacher in a college in Southwest Iowa, and she teaches piano tuning, and there are very few people that do that. Both of them are extremely talented, and we look forward to having them on Sunday, November the 28th at 2 p.m. at the Perry Performing Fine Arts Center. So I hope you can come and join us, because we're really excited to have them coming back.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, thank you for digging in all those details about that. Also want to go back to, you know, I know you got the concert series started, the season started back in October with the McGovern String Band. So talk about how that turnout went.
They were fantastic. They came from Nebraska. They were just a very unique group, father, son, with other people. Kathy Fox, a native here of Perry, it was her son-in-law that was in the band, and it was just really exciting to have them. They were just really, really excellent bluegrass stringed and vocals, so we were really pleased to have them. So it was a great concert.
Awesome. Well, there you go. And then, of course, you know, you got more that will be coming up, trying to get a date for the Tuba Christmas and stuff like that. I know that's always a popular one. And then you have more rolling into 2026.
Yes, we have Chris Carr coming on January 18th. He's an acoustic guitar player. He's been here at several different venues, and so we're excited to have him in January. In February, we're going to have Coffee Shop Romance. It's a husband and wife singing, and they're going to do romantic songs in honor of February, you know, Valentine's Day and all that good stuff.
Right.
In March, we are going to have something totally different. It's Orthesis One, and they are a dance group out of Ames. It's a women's group, and we're excited to have them. They were here, a long time ago, and it's really interesting to watch a dance group. And so that's a little different group than what we normally have. And then in April, we're going to have the Scottish Pipes and Drums. I'm told it's an acquired taste. So come and acquire a new taste for that. So we're really excited. And then always we have our 4th of July program in the summer and homemade ice cream. Well, not homemade ice cream, just ice cream and cookies and lots of local people. So if you want to perform and want to start getting ready for the 4th of July, put your talents together, and we've had readings, and we could have different instruments. We could have all kinds of things. So if you'd like to perform, we'd love to have you. So please, please plan to come and participate in the 4th of July. We always say we're air conditioned, so we're a good place to come in the 4th of July. So
absolutely. Again, but don't forget about the Weary Ramblers happening on Sunday, November 23rd, 2 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center here in Perry. And once again, we've been joined by the Perry Fine Arts Chairperson, Kathy Clark. Kathy, we always appreciate you stopping by, and thanks for giving out all the information. Looking forward to the show coming up here.
Thank you so much for having me and giving me this opportunity to say it's such a good thing. We wish more people would come. Please come. Parking's usually free. Well, the parking's always free. Sometimes there's things going on at the school that makes it a little difficult, but the last time we were there, nobody but us were there. So we hope that that's the way it is this time, and please come.
Absolutely. Well, there you go. Again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.